פויסקים. Two shailas to try to speak about. Yid is mekabel Shabbos early. He's allowed to tell a different Yid that was not mekabel Shabbos to do a melacha for him. The boch is mekabel Shabbos, the lind is aloch is teisa Shabbos, is mekaymet kumish etzorich, and the mlich benshin is mekabel Shabbos. And the shaila is if he's allowed to tell a person that's not mekabel Shabbos to do a melacha. And the same thing is miyad motzi Shabbos. A person keeps Rabbeinu Tam or Achtu, or even maybe more from that. A stop, you know, it's Raivin the Raivin, he wants to have Shabbos and Achapor Shos, was the rush. And Mitzad Shen, he wants to tell a guy, you know, to take some pictures, andere Sachen. And the shaila is he allowed to, he's not allowed to. So, push the shaila and we get aloha lemaise. This is one shaila we'll try to be mevarer today. It says before Shabbos and after Shabbos. Tzu, in this shaila we'll speak about people that don't open bottles on Shabbos. That's an issue to open bottles on Shabbos. A lot of poskim hold you're not allowed to open the bottles on Shabbos. Metal, the kula alma, but even plastic. A lot of people hold you're not allowed to. You're allowed to tell someone else that he's not makpi to open the bottles. To open for you the bottle. I want to explain. All these three shailas are one shoyrish. Last week we learned the aloha of Isur Amire. Chazal said you're not allowed to tell a goy to do a malocha for you in Shabbos. So the shaila is if you're allowed to tell it to Yisrael. You're allowed to tell a yid. But you're ready to taste the Shabbos. You're mekabel Shabbos. You know, is it Isur Amire le'akum? Is it Isur Amire le'Yisrael? Rabbeinu Tam, is the Isur Amir l'Yisrael. And the same shail is in Shabbos. Things that you are makbid, you don't carry. You tell someone else to carry, take the carriage to the hall. Yeah? Some people, the husband doesn't, the wife does. Yeah? It's most clear Yisrael. And the shail is again, you're allowed to tell her to carry or not. This is one group of shailas that we'll try to handle. The second group of shailas that we'll try to handle is what sounded the paper they printed it wrong, but the shaila is if a ben chutz la'aretz is allowed to tell a ben eretz Yisrael and yontef sheni to do for him a melocha. It's very nagi al maisa, and most people don't know the halacha. But mistam it's also, yeah. And a ben chutz la'aretz if he's allowed to tell a ben eretz Yisrael to do for him a melocha. And again, it's the isur amir. To a goy, you're not allowed to. In chutz la'aretz, in yontef sheni, you're not allowed to tell a goy to do a melocha. So the shaila is, you're allowed to tell a ben eretz Yisrael, when you're in eretz Yisrael, to do a melocha for you, or you're not allowed to. This is the shoresh ha-shaila that we're going to try to learn today. And I'll try really maybe to go min ha-makim, from the oimek of the sugyas, what we have, and to try to see what is the halacha l'maisa. Batsim, you have to know, on these shailas, if a yid is allowed to tell a different yid to do a melacha for him, in Tosfos Shabbos, in Motzei Shabbos, in Shabbos, in Yontef Sheni, we have to dan on three shailas. One shaila is, we said in Amira Le'akum, is a din midaber dovo, shel yid diburcho b'chol ki diburcho b'Shabbos. So chefzecho midaber dovo. So when you tell him, pull on the light, you over on midaber dovo. To make it clearer, a person is not allowed to the moshul. A person is not allowed to tell a yid, tomorrow we'll go somewhere. Take me tomorrow to somewhere. And we spoke about you're not allowed to tell even in Shabbos to do a melocha after Shabbos. Even then after Shabbos, there's no issue to do the melocha. Tell someone tomorrow, buy for me a house. You're not allowed to tell them in Shabbos, tomorrow buy for me a house. Tomorrow take me to the place, buy me a ticket to go home. Why? Midaber dovo. So even the lemaisa is no issue to buy Sunday a ticket, but I'm not allowed to tell Shabbos to talk about the ticket that I'm going to buy Sunday. So even if Lama Zogin by the other yid is noch nishkin Shabbos, or the other yid she gemacht av dole, or the other yid is nishkin yontef sheni, but while I have midaber dovo, so it's one shayla we'll have to handle, I'm allowed to tell him to do the meloche, I'm over on the midaber dovo. This is one shaila. Second shaila is, we have to dan if it's an Isur Amir Alayakum. זה איסור אמיר לעק? אז האם זה איסור אמיר לישראל? בסדר, אז האם זה איסור אמיר לעק ומן שבס to do a melocha? You're not allowed to tell a guy to do for you a melocha. And if he does, you have to stop him. So the shayla is, איסור אמיר לישראל? You're allowed to tell a Israel, you're not allowed to tell a Israel. And it could be it's even worse, because it could be יש שליחוס, לעקום אין שליחוס. לישראל יש שליחוס. So אין שליחוס זה דבר עבירה, אבל here the שליח is נשכן בר חיובה. זוג את פני ישוע. So מדין שליחוס, בעצם, שם היה זוג אין הולט, if I tell someone to kill someone, יש שליחוס דבר עבירה. We ask אין שליחוס דבר עבירה. אבל here יש שליחוס. He put on the light, so now it's a כשלוחוי. So let me try to go to Masada the Dvorim and talk to see what is mutar and what is asu and how it's mutar and how it's asu. The Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara brings down Kuf and Aleph, Omar Rav Yudah Omar Shmuel. Mutar le'odom lo'imar le'chaveiroi shmol li peirish betchumcho v'ani eshmol lecho betchumi. I have a field in your house, in your area, in Yerushalayim. And the other person has a field in Bnei Brak. Now, but the problem is that the person has a field in Yerushalayim lives in Bnei Brak. The people, that person has a field in Bnei Brak lives in Yerushalayim. So the person from Bnei Brak, but the person in Yerushalayim, look after my field, Shabbos. It's not melacha to look after the field. And I will look after you, so the Bnei Brak. So the Gemara says you're allowed to. Why? Ba'etzim, I'm not allowed to tell a person when I'm in Bnei Brak, please go to Yerushalayim and look after my field. Because it's chutz l'tchum. Aber weil the other person is in the tchum anyway, so b'chsinishkin midaber dobo. As I zog digimor. It's a mul arichas in the sugi, but the tamtzis. Zog de Rashbo, in Kuf Nun Aleph, b'shem ha-teisvis, mikan muchach, shemutar lo'imar lechavei roi, Yisrael shekibel olav Shabbos, מותר לא אמר לאודום שעוד לא קיבלו אליו שבס לאסיס למלוכה הויל ואינסיס בהתר אז אי והם אלאו תתל להם שמור פרש שבתחומך because by you it's not a מלוכה ישראל שקיבלו אליו שבס קודם חשייך יוכל לא אמר לישראל שלא קיבלו אליו עשה לי מלוכה שאינסיס בהתר so עבדה זה עיקר חידוש של דרש בו is that there's no chisoron of midaber dovo. As even the Gemara says, there's no shayla for the amira. I mean, there's no melochem. But it was a tzad that it's called amira le'akum, amira le'israel to do a melochem. But while yenem has a heter and yenem is not doing a isur, there's no midaber dovo. So the Rashba is learning out from there that there's no midaber dovo. The Ran is doiche. The Ran says, why it's not a raya? Maybe you're allowed to tell the other person to look after your field in Yerushalayim because Efshar bebargunim when in the sugi of Dalet so now Zach is a chetimtze to go from city to city al yidei bargunim okay, we don't do bargunim l'maise aber Efshar bebargunim Zog de Miss Yosef so what the Ran wants here also Efshar that I will not be mekabel Shabbos for the drisha Efshar but too late you're ready mekabel Shabbos Sag dir ruhig, Efshar Mishail. Nishal. The Ramos says, and even if Erev Shabbos, it'll be also, if you don't run, Motzi Shabbos, Efshar Bayavdole, and Toysi Shabbos. Lemais, the Ramos says, and the Darkei Moshe, that the Ran is masking with the Rashba, that you're allowed to tell your friend to do a melocha to you, if you mekabel Shabbos, if he was not mekabel Shabbos, he was only doicha the Raya, And we made in Shulchan Aruch and Orachaim Simen Reisa Mach Gimel Seif Yud Zayin Paskin the Shulchan Aruch V'Shem Yeshayimrim like the Rashba that you're allowed to tell if you mekabel Shabbos early you're allowed to tell your friend to do a melocha for you even that you were mekabel Shabbos if he was not mekabel Shabbos. This chelik is a glata halacha. A person is mekabel Shabbos is allowed to tell his friend to do for him a melocha. Avada, we're talking in a case that loy roiv kol ha'ir kiblu. When roiv kol ha'ir kiblu, so then the friend is also to do melocha. Aber when shaloy roiv ha'ir kiblu, the halocha is psuka, you're allowed to tell him to do for you a melocha. It's a chumah that I don't want to go into. It's a chumah that when I learned the sugis, I didn't have time today to look into it. When I learned the sugis, I remember, I don't remember, Rabbi Yashiv, that not to tell your kids. because on your kid you mitzvah midin shvisas behemter, shvisas bonav behemter, and b'meile it's not midin amira. So maybe when you mekabel Shabbos, you mechuyev that your kid will not do a melacha for you. So I know the machmirim are machmir in it. I try, but a lot of times the only ones that are near me are my kids. So I'm sorry, mechyesh. Bezud no shmuz. I know one that will come ahead of Chas v'Shalom from Korach will be saying, but the ikar halacha for sure to tell the other roommate to put on the light, to shut the light. Avada is muta.
What's the wife?
What? It's a machlekes, if she's like one of the behemter or not. No. The chiyuv that a person is mitzuve, shvisas behemter, shvisas banov, the shayla is a person, it's kinyane. She's doing it because she's meshuga to him. That's a machlekes, but it's not megel in yaneinu. What is megel in yaneinu is that a person is allowed to. A person is allowed to tell a person Erev Shabbos to do from a melocha, and there's no isu of Amira le Yisrael in Erev Shabbos. Kum de Ramo and Darke Moshe, and the Ramo asks a shayla. And Herzog and good, this is the heart of the shayla. And the Shulchan Aruch, the tool brings down and Simen Reish, the Ramo is by us, and Simen Tov Reish Chof Dalet, Chsidim Van Shemaise Be Ashkenaz. As every people keep 2 days Yontef, Chsidim and Shemaise Be'ashkenaz would keep 2 days Yom Kippur. Zog the Bis Yosef, B'shem Tshuvas Ma'aram, that the people that keep 2 days Yom Kippur are not allowed to ask from the people that keep 1 day Yom Kippur to cook for them. And if they cooked, you're not allowed to be neder. The Bis Yosef brings down there sheyesh a pikpiku that Chazal, because it's not only because pikuach nefesh, the ma'aseh Chazal will not makpid al sveke deyrim b'mokim pikuach nefesh, and b'meile is no inyan b'chlal to be machmir azeh b'dichsim v'anshe ma'aseh. I think today maybe yichidim mamish a makpid on the anshe ma'aseh to fast 2 days. I think 99% of people don't fast 2 days in Yom Kippur. But Bis Yosef is masking that the people that are makpid on it, the people that are makpid, avada and avada, they are not allowed to tell a melocha to do to someone else. Frek de Ramo, what is the difference? An Erev Shabbos, if you mekabel Shabbos, you're allowed to tell the other person to do a melocha to you. And Yom Kippur, when you know misfeke de yoyme, you're not allowed to tell someone else to do a melocha for you. What is the difference? I say Frek de Ramo. And the Ramo says like this: Shiny Hosom, the Roi Lasso is Beis Yomim Yom Kippur, Mishum Sveike de Yoime, Mashe Enken Betois Veshabbos. Some Achroinim learn Pshat, Roi means, it's the richtige Zach. No one could do it, but you hold that he's not right, so you can't tell him to do it. Mashe Enken Betois Veshabbos, he's not Mechuv to Mekab Veshabbos. But Aval, it's not Pshat in the Ramo. Tshuvas HaRamo already says klo that the lomnus is like this. And listen carefully, because this is the heart of the shayla. This is the yisrael. When I keep 2 days Yom Kippur, I hope that it's 2 days Yom Kippur. I'm choishish that it's 2 days Yom Kippur. Leshitosi, by him it's also 2 days Yom Kippur. Now, avada, he's allowed to be soimach on his rov. I don't think that he's a avarian. But by me, his melocha is a melocha in Yom Kippur, like my Yom Kippur. So I'm telling him to do a melocha in Yom Kippur. I'm not allowed to tell him to do a melocha in Yom Kippur. And Taisa Shabbos, by me, by him, is not Shabbos, but Teras Vada. And Taisa Yom Kippur, by me, by him, it's Yom Kippur. Lefize, let me tell you something. What's that? The Moshe. A person is machmir and Shabbos not to open bottles. So l'shitosoi, the person that will open the bottle on Shabbos is doing a melocha. Even if he has a heter. But like not fasting Yom Kippur, I think more people don't fast 2 days Yom Kippur for people that open bottles on Shabbos, yeah? It's more motto not to fast from not to open a bottle. So you're not allowed to tell him to open a bottle. You're not allowed to tell him to carry. And if you didn't, you'll be also to be nana. But if you only do it al tzachumah, then you're allowed to tell him. Why? Why if you do not zachuma, you'll be allowed to tell him? The lomas will be like this. The halacha states that a lot of zachar that you misupik, the Mishnah Berurah says, misupik, you can tell a guy to do. Pshat is, amir le'akum is a shvus. So it's a sofik derabbanu. So the pshat, I'm machmir on myself, klapi sofik deraise, I'm machmir on myself. Or be klapi sofik derabbanu, and I make it. So you have to know really how much you hold. If someone is darshani, it's mamish ha'aveir to carry. The iruv mamish treif. And then he tells someone else to carry for him, that's how it's us. It's awesome. Also, when some people don't know that, let's come and tell them that. Same thing, all different chumras. If you hold it's mamish also to open a bottle, and the moshul, this is the emes. The moshul, plastic bottles, I will ask someone else to open. Metal bottles, I will not ask. Because metal bottles, you skim around the place, because I'm a loch of the rice. Plastic, my Rebbe holds his mutter, from Zaman holds his mutter. So I myself, I learned this so good, didn't come out to make it so close. However, to ask someone else. But what? Oh, so the etzem is two levels in asking. It's two levels in asking. The etzem you're allowed to. Because the etzem, it's like Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to tell him to do a melacha. Some people say, Val and Maise, we machmir. So we said, Alamol, like to do it beremes, shaloi bederech tzivui. Beremes, shaloi bederech tzivui. So what is the heter of beremes shaloi bederech tzivui? So no, you're not over amid abo dobo. You're not over amid abo dobo. So Rebbe Eliashiv was very much noted that it's allemal better, even when you hold that it's mutter, to do it beremes shaloi bederech tzivui. All the motion if he's enjoying it for himself. So tell him, take a drink. Like you're allowed to tell a girl, come to the house, eat chant, he puts on the light. Oh, take a drink, take a drink. So he's doing it for himself. So I say, then amir le'akum, the aloch is allemal, the meaning of Christ, or you bring the girl, he eats the chant, and then he puts on the light. So the same thing here, this is the mocha that person will be nene before. Some people think, stop, no, if I'm not nene, I'm not doing it for you. There's another reason, because it has to be, there's two reasons why people drink from the drink before they open for someone else. One reason is, because one of the tearing to open the bottle is, because it's derech achile. The tzerech achile, but even if it's mutter, people that think that it's mutter, yeah? But it's melochet rabbana. Even if it's mekalkel, it's melochet rabbana. But the teretz is, the Gemara says in Shabbos, they were matur melochet rabbana and tzerech achil nefesh. So the main it'll be the tzerech achil nefesh for you, derech achile. This is one heter. And the second reason is, if you're not nene, so yeren kubi is also to be nene from you, he's nene from ma'isif and a goy. Is direct, not direct, already told already we spoke, if it's from the achila alein or not. But me'ikar adin, if you hold it's also, it's a problem to tell a guy to do it. If you hold it's a chum, the same thing about the Shabbos. The people that will do bris mila for kids that were born after Shkia, I think the Tzanzer or under Satan, I don't know exactly who holds like that, these people are not allowed to tell someone after Rabbi Nutam to do for them a melacha. Till Rabbi Nutam. They hold Rabbi Nutam me'ikar adin. People that are choshesh to Rabbi Nutam, these people could be maker. It's another tzad to be maker on Motzi Shabbos because it could be legoz u'shvus ben hashmoshes. So it could be legoz u'shvus ben hashmoshes, could be the whole Isur Amira stiras in Mishneh Berurah be'etzem. So klal legoz u'shvus ben hashmoshes. So actually in some places says you're not allowed to tell a goy. So the mele and Motzi Shabbos is another kule. Some people are making with tziruf legoz u'shvus. But again, if you mark me on Motzi Shabbos, k'rabinutam me'ikar adin, avada you're not allowed to tell a different year to do a melacha to you. As the Isur Amira, the Zal Bezach.
Can you open for someone else if you know he's mapping?
That's it. Now, we'll go to the next shlav. B'meile. We have a shayla in the poiskim, a ben chutz la'aretz that is in Eretz Yisrael. A ben chutz la'aretz that comes to Eretz Yisrael is allowed to tell the ben Eretz Yisrael to do a melacha for him in Yom Tov Sheni or not. So the Birkei Yosef and Simon Tov Tzadik Vov, he brings down from the Marikash. The Marikash was matir. Le'umas dem, the Mari Malko, and Murachoinim, the Rabbi Kiveger brings down the Ginas Vrodim, Shalit Shuvah brings down Ma'al Pagvra, and there's a Shulchan, they paskin that you not, the Ben Chutz Loretz is not allowed to tell the Ben Eretz Yisrael to do a melacha for him. Zalkam Shumazam and Oyerbach, what is the tzad that you'll be allowed to? We state klor in the Ramah that in Yom Kippur you're not allowed to tell the people that are not makbid the fast 2 days, you're not allowed to tell them to do a food for you, because it's an Isur Amir. As they state klor in the two. So what is the difference that in Yom Tov Sheni you'll be allowed to tell the Ben Eretz Yisrael to do a melacha for you? Zorim Shul Mazam and Oyerbach Hazeh. Mincha Shleim is Simen Aleph, Simen Yutes, Chalek Aleph, Simen Yutes, Ois Gimel. Zorim Shul Mazam, we know, Zman of Chazal, Do Mekadesh Dechoydesh Al Pidi Re'iyim. So Bnei Chutz Loretz, Do Mesupik, When is Rosh Chodesh? Mesregi De Yoyme, they kept 2 days. If they came to Eretz Yisrael, they didn't have to keep 2 days. They kept 1 day. Today, Lemaise, we're not Mekadesh Al Pidi Re'iyim. So Be'etzim is no difference Bnei Eretz Yisrael to Bnei Chutz Loretz. But it was a minig, Takonas Chazal, minig Abisayim B'yodayim, Shemayach Zordova Lekilkuloi, and in Chutz Loretz you have to keep 2 days. Lefi most poiskim, Chutz Nechacham Tzvi, the Ben Chutz Loretz that comes to Eretz Yisrael also has to keep 2 days. Even that in Eretz Yisrael in the time of Chazal was no minig Abisayim B'yodayim. Because in Eretz Yisrael every time they knew Al Pi Ari'ir. So again, Be'etzem, Bizman Chazal, if you had a Suffolk in Chutz Loretz, you kept 2 days. You came to Eretz Yisrael, was Oy Suffolk, you kept 1 day. So now, Ben Chutz Loretz comes to Eretz Yisrael. So Be'etzem, even in Chutz Loretz, he doesn't have to keep 2 days. So why he has to keep 2 days? Minigam is saying, be a day. He comes to Eretz Yisrael, he will say, what's Minigam is saying, be a day? Minigam is saying in Eretz Yisrael, they also kept 1 day. So the Chacham Tzvi says, if you come to Eretz Yisrael, you keep 1 day. He says, it's not the Chacham Tzvi. Le'umas de, most poiskim, Shabur brings down already, were not miskabel the psak ben Chacham Tzvi, and this is the meaning of reveach beklal Yisrael, you keep 2 days when you come to Eretz Yisrael. Zot Rav Shmuel Zal, lo mekler mechakim. When they told Bnei Chutz Loretz to keep 2 days, what was the oimek when they told Bnei Chutz Loretz to keep 2 days? One tzad, they told him like this, Yontef is, lo mezal, tesvov b'chodesh, chodesh nisan, they told him the day after Yontef, you have to firtzach, maybe it's Yontef. The minhag of Yisrael b'yodayim, to firtzach, maybe it's Yontef. Even that they know that it's not, b'noyek, ki'ilu maybe. If this is the minhag, Zokim Shem Zalman is poshe, that is the Isur Amira to Ben Chutz Loretz to Ben Eretz Yisrael. Because the minhag is to fir hazei v'yasofek, and we saw in Mefurash HaTur, that if a person is mesupik, and Yom Kippur, Chachmi Ashkenaz, Tzadikim HaShemaisa B'Ashkenaz, that the fast 2 days Yom Kippur, they're not allowed to tell them the second day to the ganz klal Yisrael that are not fasting. They're not allowed to tell them to do a melacha. Why are they not allowed to tell them to do a melacha? Because the Bnei Chutz Loretz, because the people are mesupik in Yom Kippur is 2 days, you're not allowed to. And it's not Domi LeKabbal HaShabbos, Dinim Shabbos, I don't hold that it's also. And we said, if I take a hold on it, so asur, like Motzi Shabbos, I'll be allowed also to say, if I keep Rabbi Nutam Iker Adin, I'm not allowed to tell the Yisrael that is not keeping, because by me it's take a Yisrael Amire, the Pashtus. So the Zalman Zach, those are Kibshu Mizalman, if you have Noche, and you Mehalach is, that you're learning, that the Pshat is, that the Gedder is, in Yom Tov Sheni, Chazal told you, Minag Avisayim B'yedeim, Ki'ilu Yom Mesupik. I want to explain why it's shver to say this tzad. Because if Kilo I'm a supik, so why would I come to Eretz Yisrael? Kilo I'm a supik, if in that days I would come to Eretz Yisrael, I would not be a supik. It's very shver. I will explain. The other tzad is I'm not a supik. But they told me to keep 2 days anyways. Not a supik. Sibalto, but there was no supik. They told you, but keep 2 days. Why? In the old days was a supik. So keep. Then they kept 2, you do 2. But now that they told you, let the 2 to be Kiilu and Mesupik. Then Zokim Shun Zalman, I'll be Masber. Then, you know that it's not Yontif. But you have a minute to keep 2, but you know better here it's not. So it's no Yisur Amira. If the Gedder of the second day, Firtzach like you Mesupik. So Firtzach like a Mesupik, So ganz klar ist so, I feel like kilo the misupokim. This is my minute, kilo I have a suffix. When I have an isur amire to tell a belar tisro, to do a melacha for me. Mas egin, if it's not 40 kilo you're misupek, we know you're not misupek. But keep, because you're American, keep 2 days. Because you lived it. Why? Because I'm old. People came back and they had a suffix, so keep 2 days. But stop, because you live in that state. But I know myself that, like when I'm a Kabbal Shabbos, only the people that are Mekabel Shabbos are keeping Shabbos. The people that are not Mekabel Shabbos don't have to keep Shabbos. And I'm allowed to tell them there's no Isur Amira. So all the people in the States have to keep 2 days, and other people in another country. Kachom, you keep 2 days. You don't. So why will be Isur Amira? By me, by him, it's not Shabbos. If the getter is by me, ki'ilu, it's a Sofek. But maybe I'm not allowed to tell. But if the getter is not by me, ki'ilu, it's a Sofek. Even if it's not a Sofek, keep 2 days. This is the getter. Sir? How will keep 2 days? What's the Sofon Yenem? But we'll see, Ramosha as far as Fakir, in the same Chakira. Now, Zokter, we brought up the Ran says Bargonim, that Efshar be Bargonim. We said everything is with Abel Dovo. Not Efshar be Zalman, but Bepashtis Advorim, it's Mashma in the Ran, but after we doicha all the trees that they're only speaking about with Abel Dovo, the pashtus of the Ran was that the Ran said that the reason you're allowed to tell a Yid to do a melocha because efshar bebargunim. Right, the reason you're allowed to tell him to look after Shmol Nechosai is because efshar bebargunim. Not because it's mutar to him. He says here it's also efshar bebargunim. You could decide this minute to stay in Eretz Yisrael forever and be one day for you. So it's efshar bebargunim. Decide to stay. You can decide to stay. And the priest don't let you on the shaykhs. Be yodi to keep 1 day. If be yodi to keep 1 day, so that zogim shem zamen ve'oy lechacham tzvi bichlal holds that it's not it's no music of 2 days. Val lechacham tzvi holds there's no 2 days anyways. So it's three tzirufim lechacham tzvi. Then he says it's trei de rabbonon. Yech minyan b'sheni is de rabbonon. It's only a minute. It's a chacham tzvi, efshar bebargunim, and it's something in the chakir. Mid al tzum shum azam says it's also. I didn't mean to be matir. I just wanted melamed tzchus and the people that think that it's mutar. But be'etzum shum azam holds that it's also. Now, Ramoshe Feinstein written like 5 tshuvas on it. Chelik al, and chelik gimel, ein alef, ein gimel, chelik dalet, kuvov, and Chelik Dalet, Kuv Zayin, he's misyachis to all of the tshuvas that he written. And he says that he thinks be'etzim it's also. And he says more from that, not negat to the chkir from Shemazam. He says, even if Lama Zagan was the minik, what they told you to do in the minik? Do it like the old days. In the old days, you were also to say, right? Because you were misupik. So, value Mesupik, then he said, it's not, no, but in the old days, if I would meet a Ben Eretz Yisrael that is not Mesupik, I would not be Yosu. If he's Mut, because if it's no Safik, I'm Mutah. He goes back and forth. He says, he has a tzad, Shuv Yisbonanti, so Choshev Yachroini, Mo Matir Da Amira, Chur Misvor, it has to be Mamish Yosu. So, like the Moshe Yisbonanti, could be it's Mutah. Why? He says, Chazal Asu Da Amira Le'akum. What they meant, even the guy also doesn't have Avera to do it. Right? Even if the guy also doesn't have Avera to do it. Chazal asked him. Chazal asked the guy that he's doing a melocha in Shabbos. I said, guy, I'm not making a melocha in Shabbos. Don't tell him. Here, when you tell the Yidin Yontif Sheni, he's not doing a melocha in Yontif. He's doing it because by him it's not Yontif. The issue of the Rabbanon was to tell a guy that the guy doesn't have Avera to do in Shabbos, you're not allowed to tell him to do in Shabbos. Here I'm not telling someone to do something in Shabbos. I'm telling someone to do that by him it's not Shabbos. Not that by him it's mutar to do it. That by him it's not Shabbos. This is not Daimet and Gzeirah. The Gzeirah of Amir al-Nochri was that a person is doing it by you for Shabbos. It's Alamo Deshai, I want to be a Ben Chutzlos and is in Eretz Yisrael. Could be it's better off that he tells the Yid than he tells the guy. Because the guy But the Shabbos is a musig that the guy is also better at Israel, yeah? Shana Taka, some people say it's better, you know, if you say the guy, tell the Israeli girl not to Palapini. Because they're Taka also been Chutz Laaretz. But one will say it's not Shach by them, so it's not Shach ben Eretz Yisrael by them. You might have You have to know what is the gather. So Ramosha says like this. When we call Mokoyim, he says, Avshe Adobo Sofek Etzli, now I'm Mesupik, after these new Svoros I'm Mesupik. He says, I'll call it a Sofek the Rabbanon, but it's Adobo Sheyesh Leim Atirim. Yesh Leser Ab Besfeike. Avshe in the Muchach, the Bebachlekes Apoiskim, Besfeike the Rabbon, Yesh Leim Atirim, Betray the Rabbanon, Veyoyser Roy Leach. Ramosha finishes, Veyoyser Roy Leach. So, Shem Zalman, and Ramosha, say, Veyoyser Roy Leach. He says, this yes, Rav Moshe says, that you could be maker. A lot of times, a lot of people have companies in Eretz Yisrael. American person, he bought a company in Eretz Yisrael. So, like, if he has a company in America, the Moshe, he's not allowed to have the company working for the Shabbos. What if you have a company in Eretz Yisrael? And that, Rav Moshe says, Avada Etzmuta. He says, in the time of Chazal, a lot of the company was allowed to work in Eretz Yisrael because they didn't have a Sfek of the Yemen. So it can be worse in the time of Chazal. Rebbe Eliashiv Be'etzem was the one that wanted to be more matir here. The Bank of Seder, Yotiv Sheni Kiril Chosso, he wants to learn Fakir. That is no Isur La'amire Bichlal. When the other person holds that it's Mutar, and by him it's not Shabbos, it's Mutar. And he wanted to say that beyond Tavsheini, like the Tzadik of Shlomo Zalman, that it's not Doime Yom Kippur, it's Doime that by the Yisrael there's no Yisur, B'meile there's no Yisur Amir. No, he says Fakert. But it's the Yisur from Medaber Dovo. The Rashba was never matter mitzvah Medaber Dovo. I, the Rashba, said you're allowed to tell the Yid Erev Shabbos, it's only Ledvar Mitzvah. So Rebbe Eliashiv is the Machmir, that when you Mekabel Shabbos, he holds, you're not allowed to tell a Yid to do a melacha to you. But you have to know, it's like man for Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to. Only the Dvar Mitzvah, it's that Isur Amira is no Isur. Or it's the Isur from Medaber Dovo. And maybe you will have to do it by Remes. Shalei B'derech Tzivui. Maybe he says that even if it be a heter to tell, it'll be a Isur from Medaber Dovo. So even if he does shittes, he holds that, they will hold that a ben chutz laaretz is allowed to say to a ben eretz Yisrael to do for him a meloche. Zog Rebbe Eliashiv, over is a isof and medaber dovo. Now, before we start to come to the halacha lemaise, there's a new sefer that came out this week, last week, the Oche Shabbos, Chelek Beis v'Chelek Gimel. He wants to tie a new svore to Aser to say that Amir Ali Yisrael is muta, is a rashbo. The Rashba in Shabbos has a tzad that even if you're allowed to tell the Moshul, your friend, you look after the Paris in your city and I will look after your Paris in my city. But to tell it to a Goy, you're not allowed. Because a Goy is tofel to Yisrael and it's considered he's doing a meloch. So it's like, Yisrael is not Meshubah to Yedem Yisrael. Why a Goy is tofel to the Yisrael? Ki en lo Shabbos. So he's not Mosach that by him it's Mutar. Dainu, you're allowed to tell a Yid, you look after my parents in your city, even that I can't walk there in Shabbos, because you're not tofel to me. But a goy that doesn't have halachas b'fnei atzmo, he's tofel to the Yid. They want to say in Yontav Sheni, the other Yid is like a goy. Hopishkin Yontav Sheni. When a person hopishkin Yontav Sheni, maybe he's tofel to the Yid. So the ma'aseh halacha le'ma'aseh. Let me get halacha le'ma'aseh. Because he has a Shabbos, he also could be mekabel Shabbos. But as the difference is, he could be mekabel Shabbos. He's in the parsha of Shabbos, so he has his own decisions what to do. Mashenkim yontav sheni, the yid legabi yontav sheni is einu v'toiras. He's not in the parsha bichlal. Again, we have to be ma'aseh, but there's a lot of rayas and a lot of lichy Shabbos that amira le'akum in a way is worse from amira le'Yisrael. So, what is the achros apoiskim lemaisa? So all the poskim say lemaise miikar adin, you're not allowed to a ben chutz laoretz is not allowed to tell a ben eretz Yisrael to do a melacha for minyantiv. Sheini. But most people don't know that. Is an isur to tell him to do a melacha. If b'di'evad he did the melacha. If b'di'evad he did the melacha. Kshemazamen Rabbi Yashiv Paskin, you're allowed to be nene. Even though we saw in Hilchos Yom Kippur that you're not allowed to be nene. Here we have the list of the tzirufim. Chacham Tzvi. We said the Chkir and Yontef. That it's different. And the Maisa, we have a lot of Achroyim that hold that you're allowed to even tell him. Mele, if he did the Meloche, you're allowed to be nene. Nechliku Apoiskim, when it comes to do the melocha, you have to be moicha or not. We learned last week, when a guy comes to do a melocha to you, you have to be moicha. The Ocha Shabbos that came out is marich in the end, that avada, you have to be moicha, and you have to tell him stop to do it. And the Tavsheni Kilchosa, he claims that he heard from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach that you don't have to be moicha. And Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said that the yid that does the melocha, the best thing he will tell him, I know you need it, and I'm mechaven not to do it b'shlichas, and I'm doing it al daitet in afshei ko'ovit. To mafkiya the shlichas. From tzu to tzu, is the same thing in other machleikas. That the Ocha Shabbos holds that every remez, even shaloi bederech tzivui, is also. And he says that this is stima sapoiskim. And the afshei kilchoso tainus, shomati mir b'shem ezalman Neuerbach, that remez shaloi bederech tzivui is muta beyon tefsheini. Dehainu, how is remez shaloi bederech tzivui? You tell him, oi, I can't read. Or you ask him, you like light? And he understands. He brings down in the oradit and Reb Shlomo Zalman told him that it's muta. Noach HaShabbos says, avad ezochiv mechoe. And he says, again, b'melech ha-siluk, you're allowed to. B'melech ha-siluk, that you're not nene, so then you could be maker. B'melech ha-siluk. You tell him a remesh shaloi b'derech tzivui, and he shuts the light. Like you're allowed to do amir al-akum, on Shabbos, you're allowed to do amir al-Yisroel. Now, l'maisa, everyone brings down, Rav Shlomo Zalman Rabbi Yashiv hold, that if it's a tzorech mitzvah, or it's a tzorech godel, there was so much taket to be matir. B'tzorech godel, b'tzorech mitzvah, there was seimach to be matir. So I want maybe to make a little bit seder b'dvori. Again, l'katchila for sure not to tell a yid to do a melocha for you, l'kule alma. If you did a melocha b'dievet, you're allowed to be nene. L'gabi d'chiyuv mechoya, l'moshal. So if the yid is doing it also for himself, l'moshal, he's also going to eat for him. So there's no problem. He's doing it for himself. Or l'moshal, in melachas d'rabbonon, we said he's not mechoyev to be meicha by the guy. So you have to know in yontif, l'moshal, bishul, it's not a melach d'reise. Even to put on a light in yontif is not a melach d'reise. Because in yontif you're allowed to put on a light. If we are makbid not to put on fire, just to take fire from one fire, it's mitzad noilad. It's the rabbanon. So the mele, if a guy comes to do a melocha on his own, you don't have to be moicha. So the mele, when the yid comes to do melochas the rabbanon, you don't have to be moicha. So you have to know most of the melochas are melochas the rabbanon when they do for you. Putting on the light, start a melocha de reise. But a lot of the other melochas that he's coming to do for you, then you have to know that a lot of times it's the tzarech mitzvah. So again, I'm speaking legabi the mechoyet. So mele legabi mitzvah to be moiche, yesh al malis moich. Or again, b'shas atchak, so you do a remez sheloi b'derech tzivui, which is no food. So b'shas atchak, you do a remez sheloi b'derech tzivui, that he will do for you the food. Saying again, yesh al malis moich. Yesh al malis moich, but like we said, the Iker Psaka Meruvach, the Navada, it's also. The Navada, it's also. Just again. Now we go back to Motzei Shabbos. What some people and Motzei Shabbos, the Kibra Benutam, or even Be'erev Shabbos, they do Be'remesh, Shalei B'derech Tzivui, to tell someone else to do a melacha for them. because they want to be choshes to Rabbi Yashiv from a double double. That is a double double, and it's only mutter letzorich mitzvah. But al tzorich mitzvah is not, then it's not mutter. So b'meile they might be to do it. Now, if you might be of Rabbi Tam and Gansen, so we said meikar adin it's also. Meikar adin it's also, and here already. Again, lefirim shem zalman, be a bissel leichter remes shaloi b'derech tzivui. Again, it's not the same because the meisim shachnoch nichusim kippah state when it's also you're not allowed to be nene on avada if you're not allowed to be nene you're mechuyev to be moiche avada it's also. But again, when you alam all you mesupik, so if you make it b'remes shaloi b'derech tzivui, so you gain that it's not a shlichus. And if it's not a shlichus, b'meile it's a sach leichter. Because I want to explain one more sefes before we finish the Indian. Be'etzem would be a mockim to say that Chazal b'chlal didn't ask for Amir al-Yisrael. That's partial. The Rambam said, we said last week, why is Osur Amir al-Yakov? Why is Osur Amir al-Yakov? Shelo yavoyu la'asis kena Yisrael. But when you tell a Yid, there's no chash that the Yid will do a melacha for you. Normally in Shabbos, you would not tell him. You know that by him it's mutter, by you it's also. By a guy, you start, the guy will start to do the melochas, and then there will be no Shabbos. And the guy says, Zachar be butter. Okay, we see from all of these Rishonim Taka that they were not. That they did Aser. So Andor Zogim, maybe the reason this Rishonim Asered, because it's Keshluchoy. Because Be'etzem is a Shlichas. So Alamol Begoy, ain't Shlichas Le'akum. You have to come to Midah Berdobo. You have to come to Yisod Rabbonah. By a Yid is mamish a shlichus. Bemele the time, this is only when you tell him to do it. But beremes shaloi bederech tzivui is no chiyuv mechor. So all these svaros which Mazal brings down, chaylik of them and mincha shloime. So again, I can say alamot. Baruch Hashem yishorim tzadikim yelich bo v'rishay mikosh lubo. The aloche arivachas that it's also. Sai amire, sai remize is also. But b'shas adchak, so b'shas adchak godul, amira is mutar in Yom Tov Sheni, not in Rabbeinu Tam if you makpid, and not when you makpid in Melochis, but when you're not makpid in Gansen. So then, midaber dovo, we said, there's no isur if Yenem holds that it's mutar. Again, if Rabbi Yashiv is a midaber dovo, this is the reason people don't say lehed you open the bottle. The choshish for Rabbi Yashiv that could be is a midaber dovo. And when you, b'meile, you give him a remez to do it. But again, avada mi'ikar adin, you're allowed to. Amir Amir only helps out the double-double.